Hello guys, what's up? It's me, it's Jenny. How are you all? I am currently on the verge of crying because it's been a long time since I've posted an episode. And, you know, just a little bit of a recap. My past few episodes were, like, they were settled 2 days, 3 days, or a day. And I've never posted weeks after. Well, here's the thing. My phone, I had it prepared on a phone shop because I accidentally chopped it in the water. And, you know, they had to replace the LCD. So I've been doing a podcast on my laptop, but I'm not doing it right now because the echo is really huge. I mean, the feedback. I love it when I do it on my phone, but when it's on my laptop, aside from the additional music and sound effects, there's a lot more into it. But what I don't like the most is that even though I have noise reduction, the echo comes back. I mean, it doesn't really eradicate itself, but even though I reduced it into a very minimal amount, it won't really bulge, it won't really go away. So I just decided to do to my podcast on my phone. But anyways, how are you people? Advance Merry Christmas from me to the Filipino community and, you know, myself, really. But anyway, it's raining. There has been a typhoon. It was really a devastating month to end the year because imagine it's almost Christmas and a lot of people have lost their homes. A lot of people have their loved ones die, and it's a kind of a sad situation that we are in. It's not also only about the typhoon that happened here in the Philippines for the past few days, but people are still not stable enough. Maybe some are stable when it comes to money, but when it comes to the whole physicality of their life, their mental state, it's a different thing. As a person who experience everything that follows, or as a girl who experienced that, it's a hard situation to be in, especially if you know that it's kind of hard to be reprimanded, to be like a crazy person, even though you're not. You know, to yourself that you're not, but a lot of people says that you are. It's hard. And within the situation that we have now, all we need is sympathy and not a kind of a non-holistic approach of telling that person that he or she is crazy or they are crazy while they're really having a depression or a breakdown at the moment. It's a really bad place. It's a really bad time to say such things. And even though there is a good time, or even if there is a good time, you shouldn't say it. Or you shouldn't say such words. Shouldn't say that. Because instead of helping that person, you're just trying to put them down. You're just trying to bring them into the depth of the hell that they're in. They're trying to make up. They're trying to get out of the misery, the hell that they've been through for so many years or for so long. And then you're just going to stand there, say nonsense things, and I don't know, put them back to what hell that they don't deserve. And it's also kind of an intuition where people calls out those who, I mean, those who defend themselves against those people who doesn't really care about mental health and all. Well, there are a lot of other problems that we need to focus on, like pandemic, resources or the scarcity of resources, but how will you able to perform well? How are you going to bring out the holistic personality that you have if you know to yourself that you have a problem, that it is your mental health that is being disturbed? You have a non-healthy life. Doesn't mean if you're healthy, doesn't mean that you're just physically healthy. I would say that we're healthy, our body, our mind, and soul are healthy. Stretch the thought of being sexy or fit, but if we feel good, it's like we feel that we're healthy. But if you don't feel good and we feel that we're lazy all the time, we feel neglected, we feel that nothing's been good for the past days, for the past few years, and if you're going to sum up every single thing that happened to you to all of those years, you'll realize that you've came a long way. You've came because that's what you think right now. I mean, you've came a long way and suddenly everything is just going to pieces, to shatter pieces and all of that. It's a hard battle. The year is ending, Christmas is near, the extreme feeling of giving gifts and exchanging it to another or receiving gifts is just incredible, but let's just not forget that mental health is also important. As I've said earlier, you cannot or you may not be able to perform well without having your mental health stable. You can't be friendly to others if you're not mentally stable. I mean, even mentally unstable people can do that, but it's hard to make a genuine reaction, genuine approach, genuine feeling if you know to yourself that you have a problem. People always reach out. People always lend a help. People say, I'm here. People say, just forget about it. Don't think about it. Well, you know, it's the worst, one of the worst things to say. Like, forget about it. You'll get better. I mean, yes, you're saying that as a good friend or as a good relative, good parent or what. But even if you say such a thing, the mind that you have is different. If you're not experiencing the same thing as the person that you're talking about or that you're talking to, then better ask what they need. Don't say things like that because it will only get worse. As per my personal experience, it doesn't really help at all. Like, forget about it, saying forget about it. Instead of saying forget about it, well, why not tell them to be strong? Tell them to be patient because God has time. He will heal you or what. Instead of saying snap out of it, you'll forget about it. You're being overly dramatic and so on and so forth. You're just being so unfair. It's a kind of a reality that our society has today. Even here in the Philippines, like, there is a toxic Filipino culture. Everyone is a toxic culture, but as per my perspective, because I'm a Filipino, there is a toxic Filipino culture. A lot of things follows. It's hard to imagine a world full of those kind of people. They may be friendly, environmentally friendly, internet friendly or what, but it's a different case, it's a different matter, especially when we're talking about mental health. Imagine if you're breaking down in front of millions and millions of people and then they're just going to say you're crazy, while you know to yourself that you're not insane. No offense meant to those who are experiencing that type of mental state, but it's ridiculous to call someone that if they're not really, you know, what they say. You're just experiencing anxiety or depression, but they're calling you crazy. It's sickening, to be honest. It makes you want to vomit. It makes you want to go out on your own and never return. It makes you want to kill yourself to end all of the suffering. A lot of people say that suicide is a type of drug that makes you selfish. It makes you selfish because instead of ruining your life, you're ruining someone else's life. Like paying your funeral services or what. But it's an escape. A lot of people who has this problem thinks that suicide is the only way to escape. Why? Because if you're dead, what else can they do to you? Bury you. That's it. They can no longer report you to the police. They can no longer say things to you that will really hurt your feelings. Because, you know, on funerals, they will just say good things about you. Even though deep inside, they've said a lot of ridiculous and inhumane responses about your attitude, about who you are, about your mental health, about what you do, about your body, shaming your body, about every single thing that you do. They always glance at those factors and then say a lot. Well, in fact, even if they're your relative, they don't know much about you. Even if they're your sister, your parent, they don't know much about you. Even if you're my son, you're my daughter, yes, I know a lot about you, but I don't really know much about you. We can't say that we know a lot about this person, even if we've known them for many years. Because there are things that these people or this person is trying to keep secretly. There are things that they're trying to keep secretly. There are things that they've done in your front or in front of you. But it is done differently when they're just around themselves. Let us not forget that within the coming year, mental health needs to be promoted better. Aside from serious diseases like cancer, what else? COVID. Other factors or other things. Mental health is also a problem too. No one can be sane if they're insane. Insane in a way that they're not really healthy right now, but not insane crazy, okay? Again, no offense meant to those who have been through that state or who are experiencing that right now, but it's hard. It's hard for those who experience it, and it's harder for those who have been called as such but isn't true, like at all. Imagine even your family members tell you that. Even your family members do things that are normal. They look at you like you're crazy. They look at you like you're such a small dog that needs to be cared so much that you didn't even know, or you don't know if it's even fake, a fake care or what. For me, I don't really like to be pitied. Like, it's hard to be pitied. It's such a pity to say that, but yeah, I need people in my life most of the time, but I really don't like to be, you know, seen as a person who is pitied all the time because it really brings you down. Really underestimates your capability as a person. And family members telling you those things, or maybe indirectly telling you that, or calling you such, it's really hard and hurtful. It's painful enough. So please, to those who have family members who are experiencing the same thing as the others, give them patience. Show them your support, because support is what they need, especially in times like this. Pandemic, COVID, it can lead to depression. And you calling them out, telling them that, you're crazy. You don't need that. You're overly dramatic. You're just sassy, overly reinstated, or what? Ugh, such a worse thing to hear, especially from your family members. I'm sorry they searched the line and hit a spot where you don't want to be hit. But let me remind you, it's a thought that counts. Not because you give gifts, it means that you're sympathizing with them. You're really, really caring, or what? It's a different time, it's a different notion. People get that all the time. As for myself, I always ask about what went wrong. I try to look back in the past. Even though they say that it's the past, you shouldn't sink yourself in, but you know, you can't help but think about those. That's why I told you that it doesn't help about telling that it's gonna be okay, just don't think about it, snap out of it. It's hard to get out of it, I tell you. Even without my experience, I can attest to you that it isn't easy as it looks. Having a mental health problem doesn't really mean that you're crazy. It means that you need loving, you need the support, sympathy, even empathy. What else? A transformation that you're longing for? You don't need that. The transformation that you need is someone or some people who believes and who will believe in you even in your darkest hours. It's been a journey for most of us, for all of us. People get by all the time. If you think that every little detail or every single thing that they've done to you were right, and now you think that they're wrong? It means they've robbed the innocence out of you. They've robbed your childhood. They've robbed what you're supposed to feel. You're not supposed to feel guilty about over a little thing or over a single thing. And now that you are reminiscing that past, you feel worthless at the time. Because you thought they were right and you were wrong just because you were a kid. But now that you know what is right and wrong, and you know to yourself that you're doing something capable and worth trying for, you give it your all. Anyways, that's it. Thank you for listening to my fifth episode for the half episode of this podcast. This has been me, Jenny. Thank you so much, guys. I know I've said a lot about my Twitter account. I'm still working on it. I'm really sorry for keeping you in line or for making you wait. But just so you know, I'm really trying to work things out. Anyways, thank you for listening. Thank you to all of those who listen to my podcast all the time. It means a lot to me. It's just sharing of my thoughts. It's a sharing of a person who has experience and all that. But I still love you guys. Thank you so, so much. Anyways, it's a wrap. Thank you so much. For the nth time, I'm gonna say thank you because you deserve it as much as I do. This has been me, Jenny. Ciao.